Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional broadcast and podcast number 722. As always, it is so good to be with you today, to encourage you to pray in times like these. Today I would like to begin by sharing with you a poem titled On the Wings of a Prayer by Colin Moffett. Out of the many podcasts that we have done down through the years, we might have shared this poem with you before. I will ascend to God on the wings of a prayer. The flight of faith will carry it there to a loving Father ready to hear, who listens for his child with an ever-open ear. They will bring to my Father thanks for his giving, his blessings for the day and breath for my living, his strength for my weakness to help me grow strong, and his arms when I am weary to carry me along. The wings of prayer will take to him my pleading for lifting of burdens and for all I am needing, and asking for guidance and seeking his will while I wait for his answer humbled and still. Strong wings of prayer upwards they fly, rising from earth to heaven on high. The longings of my heart in the sound of their beating, folded and still when they arrive at God's seating. The wings of prayer may get ruffled in their going, tossed about in wild winds of a storm that is blowing. Strong in their flight, they rise above the tempest blown and rest at the feet of the King on his throne. Sweet joy I may have in lots of life's sorrow, times of happiness and sadness, I exchange and I borrow for help for my burdens or for thanks for his care. I will tell and ask of God on the wings of a prayer. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Beloved, the simple purpose of this podcast and broadcast is to encourage you to pray, to exhort you to pray, to, yes, if you will, motivate you to pray to the God of heaven. This radio broadcast is not necessarily, and podcast, is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine, real prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. If I can encourage you to just pray to God, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not need, rather, we do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God and by faith in God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of God. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Matthew 6:5, which reads, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, they have their reward." Allow me, beloved, to share with you some important points regarding this verse from Matthew Henry's commentary, one of the greatest devotional commentaries ever. He goes on to say, "Now there were two great faults they were guilty of in prayer, against each of which we are here cautioned: vain glory and vain repetition. We must not be proud and vainglorious in prayer, nor aim at the praise of men in prayer and through prayer." And here, observe, what was the way and practice of the hypocrites in all their exercises of devotion? It was plain the chief thing they aimed at was to be commended by their neighbors, and thereby to make an interest for themselves when they seemed to soar upwards in prayer. And if it be right, it is the soul's ascent toward God. Yet even then their eye was downwards upon this as their prey. Observe what the places were which they chose for their devotions. They prayed in the synagogues, or if you will, the churches, which were indeed proper places for public prayer, but not for personal prayer. They pretended thereby to do honor to the place of their assemblies, but intended to do honor to themselves. They prayed in the corners of the streets, the broad streets, so the word signifies, which were most frequented. They withdrew thither as if they were under a pious impulse, which would not admit delay, but really it was to cause themselves to be taken notice of. There were two streets met. They were not only within view of both, but every passenger turning close upon them would observe them and hear what they said. Our featured prayer motivator quote is from T.S. Hegra. He said, "If the church would only awaken to her responsibility of intercession, we could well evangelize the world in a short time. It is not God's plan that the world be merely evangelized ultimately. It should be evangelized in every generation. There should be a constant gospel witness in every corner of the world, so that no sinner need close his eyes in death without hearing the gospel, the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ." I agree with that quote. My personal encouragement for you today is this. Here are four ways to pray for other people. Number one, realize the person's present exalted position in Christ. Number two, present the person as a living sacrifice. Number three, ask that the person be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me repeat that. Number three, ask that the person be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number four, ask that God will guide the person to become regular and systematic in the study of God's Word and in prayer. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Prayer and the Word of God, Part 9, from the book The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. And I want to, of course, remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, if you benefit from this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, The Necessity of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds. The Lord used, along with the Bible and the Holy Spirit of God, the Lord used the writings of E.M. Bounds to help teach me the power of prayer when I was a young Christian. And I assure you that his writings will be a blessing to your life as well. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Brother E.M. Bounds goes on to say, prayer invariably begets a love for the Word of God and sets people to the reading of it. Prayer leads people to obey the Word of God and puts into the heart which obeys a joy unspeakable. I can say amen to that. Praying people and Bible reading people are the same sort of folk. The God of the Bible and the God of prayer are one. God speaks to man in the Bible. Man speaks to God in prayer. God speaks to man in the Bible. Man speaks to God in prayer. One reads the Bible to discover God's will. He prays in order that he may receive power to do God's will. Bible reading and praying are distinguishing traits of those who strive to know and please God. And just as prayer begets a love for the Scriptures and sets people to reading the Bible, so also does prayer cause men and women to visit the house of God, to hear the Holy Scriptures expounded. Church going is closely connected with Bible reading. Not so much because the Bible cautions us against forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but because in God's house, God's chosen minister declares his word to dying men, explains the Scriptures, and enforces their teachings upon his hearers, and prayer germinates a resolve in those who practice it, not to forsake the house of God. Prayer begets a church-going conscience, or conscience, a church-loving heart, a church-supporting spirit. It is the praying people who make it a matter of conscience to attend the preaching of the Word, who delight in his reading, exposition, who support it with their influence and their means. Prayer exalts the Word of God and gives it preeminence in the estimation of those who faithfully and wholeheartedly call upon the name of the Lord. Prayer draws its very life from the Bible and has no standing ground outside of the warrant of the Scriptures. Its very existence and character is dependent on revelation made by God to man in his holy word. Prayer in turn exalts this same revelation and turns men toward that word. The nature, necessity, and all-comprehending character of prayer is based on the Word of God. With that said, beloved, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast and broadcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we are weak and feeble. We acknowledge that before you, but we know that you are strong and mighty. And we pray that you give us your strength to do your work and your will. For Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us all, and fill us all with the power of your Holy Spirit. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would help us to pray, to seek your face, to humble ourselves, and to turn from our wicked ways. Revive us again. We pray now specifically for over 3 million people to come to know your Savior through this ministry, and that millions more will be saved through your other ministries that you have blessed and you approve of. We pray, Lord, for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families. We pray for the salvation of families that are not saved. We pray for the healing and an awakening to take place in this nation. We pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries across this country and around the globe. We pray for salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. There have been many, many more, but we will pray for them as we go on. We pray for Bill. Please bless him with a pastoral opportunity. We pray for Patrick. Please save him and his family. Deliver them from violence and confusion. Please heal them from psychological sickness, is what he's calling it. Help him to leave things of the world behind. Help him to be able to live a normal life and get married. Be with his mother and father. Protect them from the devil and the world, and hear his prayers. Bring them into your presence. Lord, we pray for Muhammad. Please bestow health and happiness to all mankind. And we pray, Holy Father God, now for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts recently, who have believed on Christ as Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith and have them to grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Alongbar, Christie, and Love. Lord, protect these and surround them with the band of your holy angels. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Patience, Rodwell, Oyewo. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell, so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.